With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. President Trump wants European countries to stop buying Russian oil. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
That was the president's message to European leaders in a Thursday call. A White House official said those oil purchases are helping Russia fund its war against Ukraine. Donald Trump also urged Europe to put economic pressure on China for funding Russia's war efforts. The president joined a call of the Coalition of the Willing Countries who were meeting on security guarantees for Ukraine in the event of a peace deal with Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The chief of the U.S. Border Patrol's L.A. campaign says the raids, which began with a blitz of Home Depots, car washes, and an apparel factory, are an extension of the Border Patrol's proper role.
We're going to go into those places, and whether it's plant the flag or show our presence, that has to be done because there is no safe haven anywhere in Los Angeles, anywhere, whether there's a governor there or not. There's no safe haven. There can't be because we enforce the law.
Gregory Bovina, chief of the U.S. Border Patrol's Los Angeles campaign, says he relishes a fast pace.
We're not going to hit one location. We're going to hit as many as we can all over the Los Angeles region. We're going to turn and burn to that next target and the next and the next and the next, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop until there's not a problem here anymore.
A federal jury in California has ordered Google to pay $425 million for violating user privacy by collecting the data of literally millions of people. Joe Biden has undergone surgery to remove skin cancer lesions. A spokesman for the former president says he is doing well. They removed the skin until no cancer remained. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are coming up with their own concept of justice.
A new poll from ORIC finds that 65% of potential jurors in this country, quote, are willing to take matters into their own hands when the law does not support their idea of justice. Other polls indicate that a high percentage of U.S. adults have a dim view of the justice system, and some counties are alarmed by the number of people who ignore jury summons. There are numerous passages in the Bible that command people to deliver righteous judgment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents at homeless shelters around the nation have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again, a nonprofit that uses faith and running to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McElvoy says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools. The program is simple but very intense. This is SRN News. The death toll mounts from a huge earthquake.
A Taliban government spokesman has said that the death toll from a major earthquake in Afghanistan has risen to 2,205 people. The shallow magnitude 6.0 quake struck the mountainous and remote eastern part of the country late on Sunday. It leveled villages and trapped people under the rubble. Most of the casualties have been in Kunar province, where people typically live in wood and mud brick houses.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. Portuguese officials sifting through the wreckage of a streetcar in downtown Lisbon, trying to determine why the popular tourist attraction derailed. That crash Wednesday killed 16 people, injured 21. The Elevador de Gloria derailed during evening rush hour. It's an electric streetcar providing short and picturesque trip a few hundred yards up and down a very busy street. More details at srnnews.com.